And now for your radio news update, I'm Navy Petty Officer Creighton Van Diesel. Donut Dolly serves again. A former Red Cross volunteer who served in Vietnam reprised her role more than 50 years later, this time supporting U.S. troops in Poland. Navy Seaman Anthony Garo has the details on her generation-spanning service.
76-year-old Derner Carmichael recently concluded a six-month volunteer tour in Poets, Poland, bringing a sense of home to deployed U.S. soldiers. This mission served as a bookend to a journey she began in 1970. As a 20-year-old college graduate, Carmichael joined the American Red Cross and served the one-year tour in Vietnam as a donut dolly, a nickname for volunteers who provided morale-boosting activities. Driven by curiosity and a desire to understand the conflict, she traveled to remote fire bases, offering soldiers a connection to home. More than five decades later, she once again volunteered, this time organizing therapeutic activities like crochet, art, and music lessons at the rural Polish outpost to support troop resiliency. While the environment in Poland was vastly different from the jungles of Vietnam, Carmichael emphasized the core mission remained unchanged. The purpose is still being there for service members, offering comfort and reminding them they're not alone, said Carmichael. During her time in Vietnam, she often became a confidant for soldiers who needed to share the shocking things they had seen and done, reflecting on her return to service. Carmichael noted she now has a lifetime of experience and wanted to do a better job than she did at 20. Her presence bridged generations with many younger service members experiencing their first deployment. She became a grandmother figure, listening to soldiers whose wars are sometimes internal. Michael Wolf of the Red Cross called her a powerful example of a life dedicated to service. For more information, visit www.stripes.com. From Sigonella, Sicily, I'm Navy Seaman Anthony.
That's your radio news update from AFN Sigonella. I'm Navy Petty Officer Craig Van Diesel.